As I start today, I want to share with you, I hope today's message is very exciting for you. I want you to be excited. Next, I need to mention to you, though, that I've been seeing many things from Christian ministries, even the news, that are talking about the end times, the end of the world as we know it.
接下来我需要提一下的就是我从事我从基督徒事工的那里看到的很多事情甚至是关于我们所知道这个世界末日的一些新闻。
Now at this point, especially if you've read the text, full text to 1 John 2:18 through 27, you may be excited and saying, "Oh no, Mike is going to talk about the end of the world."
在这点上，你们中尤其是如果你已经阅读了我们今天所要讲的经文，约翰一书2章18到27节的时候，你可能会兴奋地说，不会吧？今天麦克牧师会要讲这个世界末日。
Now some of you might be saying, "Oh boy, Mike is going to talk about all these unusual things that happen at the end of the world."
你们其中有些人可能会兴奋地说，哦，男孩，这个麦克牧师今天要讲这个世界末日期间发生的一些不寻常的事情。
Maybe he'll say who the Antichrist is going to be, where he's going to be from, or when he's going to come.
也许他会说，谁是敌基督？他从哪里来？他什么时候会来？
Well, I hate to disappoint anybody on both of those sides. That's not going to be the emphasis of what I'm going to say today.
但我先告诉你是，今天呢，我不会着重讲这个事情，也不是我今天想，我会提及这些一些关于这个主题，但是不是重点，不是我们今天所要讨论的重点。
As I study God's Word and the passages that we're going to talk about and these subjects, I just don't think that's what John has in mind. Even this heading in 1 John, warning about Antichrist.
就是当我在准备今天的正道的时候，我确实在今天经文看到一些关于敌基督的一些这个话题，比如说就是这个约翰一书的这个标题了，来警告这个敌基督者。
Yeah, as I look closely, I just don't see God leading us toward worry or curiosity. So let's pray together, and then we'll read this passage of 1 John. Let's pray.
Okay. You pray first?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for allowing us to be here together. Thank you for each person that you brought. Thank you that there's some older, some younger in this congregation, but thank you that each of us are here, and we pray now that our ears are open, that our hearts are open to understand what you have for us today. And I say this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So let's read together 1 John 2:18 through 27.
Yeah.
Okay. Dear children, the last hour is here. You have heard that the Antichrist is coming, and already many such Antichrists have appeared. From this we know that the last hour has come. These people left our churches, but they never really belonged to us. Otherwise, they would have stayed with us. When they left, it proved that they did not belong with us. But you are not like that, for the Holy One has given you His Spirit, and all of you know the truth. So I am writing to you not because you don't know the truth, but because you know the difference between truth and lies. And who is the liar? Anyone who says that Jesus is not the Christ. Anyone who denies the Father and the Son is an antichrist. Anyone who denies the Son doesn't have the Father either. But anyone who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. So you must remain faithful to what you have been taught from the beginning. If you do, you will remain in fellowship with the Son and with the Father. And in this fellowship, we enjoy the eternal life He promised us. I'm not writing these things to warn you about those who want to lead you astray, but you have received the Holy Spirit and He lives within you, so you don't need anyone to teach you what is true. For the Spirit teaches you everything you need to know, and what He teaches you is true, it is not a lie. So just as He taught you, remain in fellowship with Christ.
Oh. 我们来大家一起来读一下中文的吧，读中文版的这个，约翰一书的第二章的18到27节，我们一起读哈。小子们呢，如今是末世了，你们曾听见说那敌基督的要来，现在已经有好些敌基督的出来了，从此我们就知道如今是末世了，他们从我们中间出去，却不是属于我们的。 若是属我们的，就仍旧与我们同在；他们出去，显明都不是属我们的。你们从那圣者受了恩膏，并且知道这一切的事。我写信给你们，不是因为你们知道真理，正是因为你们知道，而且知道这虚谎是从真理出来的。谁是说谎话的呢？ 不是那不认耶稣基督的吗？不认父以子的，就是敌基督的。凡不认子的，没有父；认子的，连父也有了。论道你们，勿要将那从起初所见的常存在心里。若将从起初所听见的存在心里，你们就必住在子里面，也必住在父里面。 主所应许我们的就是永生。我将这些话写给你们，是指那引诱你们的人说的。你们从主里所受的恩膏传承在我们心里，并不用教训你们。只有主的恩膏在凡事上，这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
Just so there's no confusion, I was reading from the New Living for the English part, New Living Translation. This is probably the NIV, the New International. So you'll see a little difference there, but we'll even talk about that.
Yeah, 我今天就是讲的是那个NAT的 version的，大家不知道你们读的是不是一样的。今天我会仔细讲这段经文，可能有些地方跟其他版本有点不一样。So
today we will spend some time talking about some of these things related to the character of the Antichrist or the spirit of the Antichrist, which is largely just deception.
我们今天会花一些来看看耶稣对敌基督的品格或者敌基督的灵是怎么来说的。这些东西在很大程度上都是一种欺骗，对基督的一种欺骗。
More importantly, we're going to look at how we're protected from the deceptions of our times by believing and putting our trust in one simple fact about Jesus. Who do you say He is?
更重要的是我们将了解如何通过相信并且相信关于耶稣本身这样一个简单的事实来保护我们免受欺骗在这个时代的欺骗这个
So this title is not to question your beliefs. It's really just to have you reinforce the importance of what you've already answered to that question, or what some may answer in the future.
这个今天讲到的主题呢，不是要质疑大家的信仰，而是要强调你们已经。 拥有的对这个问题的回答，或者说呢，就是说对某些人是说在将来要回答这个问题。
So I'd like to go over these verses with four key points.
我今天会主要讨论有四个对于今天我们刚刚读的经节四个重要的论点。
Number one, we are in the times of deception.
第一，我们是在一个欺骗的时代。
Number two, we've been given the Holy Spirit and God's revealed word to guide us in the times of deception.
就作为基督徒，我们已经这个接受了圣灵有圣，还有并且有神自己的话语来引领我们如何去面对这个欺骗的时代。
Thirdly, we need to we're guided into times of deception. We need to let the Word abide in us, and we abide in the Spirit.
这个为了在这个受骗的这个时代呢，得到正确的引导我们要这个让道住在我们里面然后呢，也就像我们要住在圣灵里面一样。
And the fourth is really more of a question. As we're guided in times of deception, how do we help others find that same guidance?
第四个其实是一个问题啊，来回答一个问题，就是当我们在受欺骗被圣灵或者神的话引导的时候我们来如何用同样的方法来引导别人的比其他的人不受欺骗。
So first, we are in times of deceptions. We've always been, your whole life, you've been in times of deception.
对，我们正处于一个欺骗的时代其实我们整个一生就处在这个受欺骗时代里面。
Now verse 18 brings up some questions about what the last hour means. Now many jump to the conclusion it's the last hour of the world before the second coming. And that's somewhat true.
Yeah. 就是第十八节啊，提到的一些关于最后的时刻是什么的这个问题。有很多人就得出结论说这个时间啊是这个耶稣第二次降临之前的最后一个小时，这个说法在某种程度上是对的。
John uses somewhat unique terms. This is the only place in the New Testament in the Bible that the term "last hour" is used.
将在这个今天经节使用了一些特别的术语，就像说这是在这个新约中啊，这个第一次唯一的使用的这个 last hour 就最后一小时最后的时刻。
Several places in the Bible, the mention of the last days is used, and obviously, hours or days aren't lengths of time.
在圣经的其他地方提到了这个 last day 就是末日，在这里我想说的是这个小时啊，或者是某一天并不是指时间的一个微小的一个具体的长度。
So, I believe it's a period of time that began with Christ's first coming and will end with his second coming.
Yeah, 我相信这是一段时期啊，这个始于基督的第一次降临结束于他的第二次降临。
Let's look at how Hebrews 1, verses 1 and 2 seem to affirm that idea.
就是在希伯来书的一章一到二节也肯定了同样的想法。
In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son.
我们来读一下哈，希伯来书的这个第一章的一到二节哈。你们翻到了吗？翻到了，我们就开始哈。翻到了，大家。OK, 好，那么在神即在古时找到了吗？大家希伯来说的这个第一章的一到二节。一到二节是一到二，不是只是第二节，一到二节。
Yeah, it's one and two, but
yeah, yeah. 神即在古时。借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们，又早已替他成为万有，也曾借着他创造诸世界。
And in 1 Peter 1 we only have one verse there, verse 20 Speaking of Jesus, it says.
这段就不用读了，就很简单。这彼得的一章二十就很简单，就说，这个这段还挺难看。他说，说到 Jesus， 他说，这个大家去领悟一下啊。
It said God chose him as your ransom long before the world began, but now in these last days he has been revealed to you for your sake.
就是说这个耶稣啊被选是在这个世界开始之前就被选了，但在我们现在末世的时候呢，耶稣呢又会重新的降临。
So we're reminded here that as Christians, as we're Christians, we live in this final chapter, just like the Christians in the first century in John's time.
对，这样提醒我们作为基督徒，我们生活在这个末世啊，就像第一世纪的基督徒和约翰一样。
When Christ came, we entered the last days, and nobody but God.Knows how long they will last.
其实，当耶稣基督来的时候，我们就进入了这个末世。除了上帝，没有人知道这个时间会持续多久。
Yeah. So there will be an end of times, but is that where we need to have our attention right now? I don't think so.
这个末世终究是会终结的。但这不是我们现在需要关注的地方。我也不这么认为。
Now again, in this last part of verse 18, we'll see what seems to grab everybody's attention is saying the Antichrist is coming.
就像我们今天读的十八节的后一部分说，要好像要抓住我们的注意力说，敌基督要来了。
And it does seem, John does seem to point to a certain individual as he mentions the Antichrist.
约翰在提到敌基督者的时候，似乎特定指某个人。
It's actually a dual meaning. It can mean anti can mean against Christ or instead of Christ.
Anti 在这里实际上有双重的意义。它既可以表示anti 反对，也可以表示是代替啊，但是 instead 就是代替基督。
And once again, just so you know, John uses these interesting terms in his letters, 1st and 2nd John.These are the only places in the Bible that the Antichrist is used.
对，耶稣在他的第一和第二约翰的书信中，都使用了一些这个一些特别有趣的一些这个说法或者术语，只是因为在这些书中是唯一使用了这个敌基督这个说法的这些。
Of course.Some say the Antichrist goes by other titles, but I'm not going to get into that today.
当然有人会说基督者会有其他的一些说法或者头衔，但今天我不打算讨论这个。
I'm not going to get into those references because I don't think that is John's main point in these verses. But I do want to stay on the topic of the spirit of the Antichrist for a while.
我也不打算提及和讨论其他的一些参考资料。因为我不认为这是约翰在这些经文中的主要观点，但是我想暂时停留在这个敌基督的这个灵的这个话题上。
So continuing in verse 19, let's look at people considered to have the spirit of the Antichrist in John's time.
我们再继续看十九节，让我们看看在约翰时代被认为具有敌基督这个。您的这种人。
John talks about these people that were attending some of the local churches, church gatherings at that time.
约翰谈到当时参加当地基督徒聚会的一些人。
And as he talks about these people, he mentions they have left the churches, and he makes a bold statement that many of us would be very hesitant to make.
当他谈到这些的时候，他提到了他们一些人已经离开了教会。并且他做了一个大胆的声明说有很多人都是很犹豫的有点想离开这个教会。
He says, these people never really belonged with us. He continued to say the proof of this was the fact that they left.
约翰说这些人从未真正属于我们，他继续说这一说法的证据就是他们已经离开了我们这个基督徒教会。
So this wasn't about people that are changing the group of Christians they meet with on Sundays. That's not what he's talking about.
这个并不是说要改变你们在星期天这个你们所常见的会见的基督徒的这些群体。
This was about walking away from the faith that had been continuously preached from the beginning. And yes, we do also see that today.
对，这更多是关于远离从一开始就不断宣扬的信仰。这个是的，就是在今天我们可能还是会见到这样的一些人和这样的一些事。
Now, I don't want you to think, or I don't want to lump all the people together that seem to walk away from their faith, that they have the spirit of the Antichrist. We could probably more likely say they have been deceived by the spirit of the Antichrist.
我认为我不想把所有似乎被信仰的人都归咎于敌基督的这个灵，但是我们可能说他们是被，可以说他们是被敌基督灵欺骗的。
I don't want to mention people's names. They're still living, and some of us might still be praying for them to return to the faith. Some of them have been big names in worldwide ministry.
我不想提及任何人的名字。这些人可能有些人他们还活着。甚至我们中的一些人。可能在为这些人让他们重回信仰而祷告。他们中的有些人事实上是在世界各地的这种事工中享有一些声誉的。
Yeah, so some people question if these people were really saved or they just swayed by false teaching. Now, the false teaching might be teaching that all we need to do is move on to a new church, a new type of Christianity.
Yeah.有些人质疑这些人是真的得救呢，还是只是被错误的教导动摇了。这种错误的教导可能是在教导我们都需要转向一种新的不同类型的基督教。
This is John talked about in his time. They were members of churches that withdrew themselves from the church and they started trying to draw other people away from their faith.
对，如果我们回到耶稣时代的这个信徒，他们都是教会的成员，这有些人他们从教会退了出来，这些人并试图呢，这个吸引其他的信徒离开教会，离开他们的信仰。
Now, as John talks about these people that left the church, they never belonged to the church. It's interesting. He puts another sentence or comment in there. That they otherwise they would have stayed. That's how we know that they didn't belong.
Yeah. 当约翰提到那些从未真正属于教会而离开教会的人时，他在中间加了一个重要的评论。是这样，他说，如果他们不离开，他们应该和我们在一起。如果他们离开了，那他们就是没有真正得到这个。这个没有真正是属于基督的里面的这个得到基督的真正的信仰。
Now, some of you may disagree, but I've read through the Bible many times. I don't believe a saved person can lose his or her salvation, and I don't believe they will permanently leave it.
就是说你可能不相信，就是说很多人都认为一个得救的人。不能失去他或他的救恩，我也相信他们永远不会离开他。
So we don't need to be afraid that God will lose His grip on us, when we watch people abandon their faith, because we can say He didn't have His grip on them.
对，当我们看到人们背弃信仰时，我们不必担心上帝会失去对我们的控制，因为我们可以肯定的说。上帝并没有失去对他们的控制。
But it is God Himself and the person of the Holy Spirit that has His grip on every true believer and preserves their faith to the end.
对，事实上是天父自己以他的这个 这个圣灵的这个一个这么一个方式来引导所有真正的信徒并将他们的信仰维持到底。
So if a person leaves the church because they never really had true faith, it's likely the deception they were taught was going to a certain church or living a good life, behaving well, that's how you get saved.
对，如果一个人成为真正拥有真正的信仰而离开教堂，那么他从起初开始他信仰的时候可能就是一种欺骗，很可能他们是被教导的是去某个教堂，因为去了某个教堂，或者说是被教导要过某种良好道德生活他们而得救，而不是因为信基督耶稣本身而得救。
But I can tell you this, whatever the case of a person that seems to leave, we're called to pray that God brings them to a true faith. And if they have that faith, John tells what will come with it.
无论如何，我们召祈求上帝使他们获得真正的信心。如果他们有这种信念，约翰会告诉我们随之而来的是什么。
When we believe in Jesus, who He said He is, put our trust in Him alone, something wonderful happens.
当我们相信耶稣基督，就是他所说的那个人的时候，那只要信靠他，奇妙的事情就会发生。
And this brings me to my second point. We're given the Holy Spirit and God's revealed word to guide us in times of deception.
那这就是我想说的第二点，就是说我们被赐予圣灵和上帝启示的话语，在欺骗的时候，这些东西都会引导我们。
Notice in verse 20, John doesn't compliment these believers on how intellectually wise or smart they were to know the truth, rather how blessed they were to be given the Holy Spirit.
请注意在第二十节中，约翰并没有去赞美这些信徒有多真正的理解真理的智慧，而是说他们有这样的福分有这样的福分去被这个得到圣灵的这个关怀。
That's in verse 20 if you're looking for it. It is a gift of an anointing that every believer in this room has. All over the world, all believers have this, which is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit that Jesus promised when you trust in Him and Him alone.
我就翻译一下吧。这个第二十节它是这样的，我读一下二十节。你们从那圣者受了恩膏，并且知道这一切的事。Pastor Michael 刚刚讲的就是说，就是说，在这个房子就全是每个信徒都拥有的这个恩膏的礼物。就是当你信靠他，或者当你信靠他是这个就像耶稣你信靠耶稣一样在圣因为因着圣灵你信靠耶稣一样。
So I like the songs that you picked out, see, that we may not understand everything, but because of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, you know the truth, that He is the only one that can, and the Holy Spirit is the only one that teaches you that truth.
谢谢那个今天的这个选的这个诗歌。就是正因为是圣灵的内在你知道这是真理，知道这个就耶稣基督他是唯一能够真正教导你真理的这个人。
And as John speaks, to know the difference between truth and lies, it's a big deal. So what kind of lies is he talking about here?
约翰谈到这一点的时候，就是因为想区分这个真相和谎言之间区别，这是一件很重要的事情。那他在是说什么样的谎言呢
？So more importantly, who does this lie come from? That's why John asked the questions. They already know it, but he says, "Who is the liar?"
我想强调说，就是说这个谎言从从谁而来的呢？这就是这个约翰这个 来问这个，其实他已经知道答案的这个问题了。那谁是这个骗子？谁是这个说谎的人？
John goes on to tell them the most important lie, and the one that counts the most in all the world.
对，约翰接着下来告诉他们说，这个不仅仅是最大的谎言，而且也是这个全世界最重要的谎言。
That's the lie that Jesus is not the Messiah. He said he is, and also that he's not the Son of the Father.
Yeah.
That's the lie.
Yeah. 这个谎言说的就是耶稣不在弥赛亚里面，也就是说他不是父的儿子。
Either of those two lies that are taught to Christians qualify that one to join the ranks of the many antichrist. If you're teaching that, you join those ranks.
Yeah. 如果这个其中你们任何人给基督徒这个传播这两种谎言中的任何一种说法，那么这样的人都是有资格成为这个敌基督的这个行列的。
Some of you that have heard of C.S. Lewis, he had this saying, actually he didn't come up with it first, but it says, if Jesus wasn't who he said he is as the Messiah, Son of God, God himself, he was either crazy or a liar.
对，你们可能有人听过 C.S. 路易斯的一些说法，如果耶稣不是他所说的弥赛亚，上帝儿子和上帝自己，那么这个人就是疯子或者是骗子。
So this lie is about who Jesus is or who he isn't, and it's called heresy. It's blasphemy.
就是说这种关于耶稣是谁或不是耶稣的谎言被称为异端邪说，也是亵渎神明的。
Now there are many such heresies in the past, and many that continue in this present age of the spirit of the Antichrist. So actually, John calls these antichrists.
对，过去有许多这样的异端邪说，现在也还是有许多这样的异端邪说，因为这个敌基督的这个灵呢，耶稣称，这个约翰呢称他们这些，这种敌基督的灵啊，到仍然在这个在他那时代是同的，包括到现在也是。
With us. So the spirit of the Antichrist identifies itself by the denial of Jesus and the denial of the Father.
这样来讲的话，这个敌基督的灵是通过这个否认耶稣和否认这个天父来识别自己。
So to be a true Christian, we must believe that Jesus is the Messiah, as the Bible defines Messiah, fully God, fully man, perfectly revealing the Father to us.
对，要成为一名真正的基督徒，我们必须相信耶稣就是弥赛亚，也是圣经里所描述定义的弥赛亚。他是完全的神，也是一个完全的人。他完美的向我们揭示了谁是天父。
So what John is saying here, and I agree, being wrong about Jesus' identity is the same as denying Jesus.
就是在这里我很认同约翰的观点，对耶稣身份的误解和否认耶稣是一样的。
We can't just claim Jesus was a good guy, a clever moral teacher, but according to the Bible, anything less than viewing him as fully God, fully human, is denial of who he truly is.
我们不能仅仅声称耶稣是个好人，或者是聪明的道德老师。根据圣经，如果不将耶稣是完全的上帝和完全的人，那么就是否认他真正的身份。
And as John says, by denying him means denying God the Father, because God the Father sent the Son into the world.
这种否认意味着是否认也是否认父人，因为是父差子降世的。
Now don't misunderstand.Believers have periods of struggles in their lives. That doesn't mean they have the spirit of the Antichrist, okay? Most of us will go through some times, experience some struggles with our walk.
Yeah, 我希望大家不要误解啊，在就是在生活中有挣扎的这个信徒，是不算不能归为这个敌基督的灵的，因为我们大多数的人在信仰耶稣的路上都会有所挣扎。
A well-known survey group collected data across almost all the denominations in America that call themselves Evangelical Christians.
对，有一个著名的调查小组收集了美国几乎所有自称为福音派基督的教会的一些数据。
They recently reported 5 of the most common heresies today, and said.
这个调查收集了这种五个最普通的异端学说的观点。
Those of you with a mind for math, listen up.
他们最近报告了，来，我们来这个一一说出来。
56% believe Jesus is not the only way to God.
对，有56%的人相信耶稣不是通往上帝的唯一道路。
73% believe God created Jesus.
73%的人相信上帝创造的耶稣。
43% believe that Jesus is not God.
43% 的人相信耶稣不是神。
60% believe the Holy Spirit is not a personal being.
60% 的人相信圣灵不是个人的存在。
57% believe humans are not sinful by nature.
57%的人认为人类天生没有罪。
And it's not funny, but sometimes I think, how does that look in my life?
yeah, 这个其实你仔细想，这个并不是这个仅仅是搞笑啊，这个其实你是就是想想看看你这个跟你信仰的人是完全是相反的这些说法。
Now I'm sorry to say these ideas come largely from non-biblical teaching, and we shouldn't be too surprised at these statistics, as Jesus himself said in numerous times.
我很遗憾地说，这些想法主要来自非圣经的教导。我们不应该对耶稣本人多次说过的这些类型的统计数据感到太惊讶。
Jesus said when he was on earth, Matthew 7:15,Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but are inwardly ravening wolves.
冠强，你可以把那个打出来吗
？Matthew 7:15.
大家可以看看自己的圣经。马太。马太福音7:15啊。我读一下好了哈，你们要防备假先知，他们到这里来，外面披着羊皮，里面却是残暴的狼。
Matthew 24:11, and many false prophets shall arise and shall lead many astray.
我来读一下这个马太福音24章的11节啊。
24:11，
十一节，且有好些假先知起来迷惑多人。
Okay. And lastly, Matthew 24:24.
Yeah.
For false messiahs and false prophets will rise up and perform great signs and wonders so as to deceive, if possible, even God's chosen ones.
对。
Notice, if possible. He didn't say it was possible.
okay. 这个马太福音就是同样的章，这个章的24节是这样说的：因为假基督、假先知将要起来，显大神迹、大奇事。倘若能行，就是连神选的子民也会被迷惑了。
And we shouldn't be surprised that these heresies are across the world, from west to east, all through the world.
对，这个其实我们也不要太惊讶，就是说。像这样的异端邪说，从世界的一端到另外一端都在盛行。
I believe the spirit of the Antichrist has been in the world since Satan rebelled against God and decided to lead others in that same direction. So how can we be protected from these deceptions?
我相信自从撒旦反叛上帝并决定带领其他人向这种邪恶的方向这个走去的时候这个敌基督的灵就已经存在世界上了。那么如何才能保护我们免受敌基督灵的欺骗呢？
So this third may be the key point.
Yeah, 这个就是我们想要讲的今天第三点的这个非常重要的一个观点。
To be guided in the times of deception, we let the word abide in us, and we abide in the spirit.
就是在我们这个受欺骗的时候，我们要让这个圣经神的话在我们里面，就像我们要在圣里面一样。
So I'm not teaching, or John's not teaching anything new here. There's nothing new. This has always been taught by the disciples and the apostles. It just means to be a biblical Christian.
这其实我没有讲什么新的东西啊，今天要讲的，其实这就是讲的是所有的使徒和追随者从一开始就教导的内容，就是说如何成为一个符合圣经的基督徒的意义。
But the father of lies, Satan, would like to distract us from that. Recently, in other surveys of faith, I've been reading about religious switching that goes on in all directions.
就是但谎言之父撒旦呢，想要分散我们注意。最近在其他关于信仰的调查中，我一直在阅读关于这个不同方向的这个宗教这个信仰的转变。
So it might be switching from one kind of Christianity to another, from Christianity to another religion, or from Christianity to no religion at all. How confusing is that?
就是这可能是从一种基督教转向另一种基督教，或者从基督教转向另一种宗教，或者从基督教转为没有宗教。这是很令人困惑的事情。
Now it turns out that the age group most successful,
yeah. Successful, that's a hard word.
Yeah, it is for me.
For us too.
Is the age group of from 15 to 29. That's what causes me so much concern.
Okay. 事实上，证明着最容易受影响的一个年龄段是15岁到29岁，因为这个年龄段很年轻呢，我特别的对这种情况担心和担忧。
Now I know by our human nature, we're always attracted to something that's just new, always thinking new is better.
就是我知道，就是从我们的人性来看，我们总是容易被新鲜的事物所吸引，并且很多时候我们都是用新鲜的事物是好的，更好的。
But when it comes to truth, new is not better. This is where we stick to the original teachings and we grow as Ephesians 4:14 reminds us.
对，但说到真理呢，新的并不好，因为真理本身是永恒的嘛。就是正如以弗所书四章十七节提醒我们那样，就是在我们坚持最纯真的这个教义的时候，再说一遍，就是说，就像这个经节说，就是我们要坚持这个所站立的地方，就是说最初的这个信仰所教导我们的那个是。
Yeah. So Ephesians 4:14, then we will no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching.We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever they sound like the truth.
就是说我们不要被简单，就是我们不应该被这些流行的谎言来欺骗。就是这些谎言的欺骗呢，就是说就是需要我们如何去辨别。
So did you have that?Ephesians
4:14.
Okay, good. So let's look at this and see that this passage isn't talking about children as an age group, It's speaking more accurately, though, about young people that are easily tricked by popular lies, by social media, even taught at school.
对，这个文章讲的是说，这里一个文章讲是说，就是这个年轻人被更容易被误导，他说年轻人呢是更容易被社交媒体的流行谎言所欺骗。
So I'm going to insert this. Don't misunderstand. I'm not saying social media, staying off of social media will protect you from this. I'm not saying social media is all bad.
Yeah, 就是大家不要误解，就是说不是我的意思，就是说完全的隔离跟社交媒体隔离啊，并不是这个不受这个。 媒体那个社交媒体误导影响的这个方法，这个。
And I'm not saying that's what you're taught at school here.
Yeah.
Some places maybe.
Yeah, 这不是说所有学校的教导都是谎言和误导，只是说有的地方的确是这样。So
now in verses 24 through 25, John is just reminding us, and that's all I'm doing is reminding you of these things. And he's reminding us how to have the joy of fellowship with the Son and the Father.
对，就是在这个第二十四，就是我们读的经历24到25节所说的呀，就是说，约翰是提醒我们如何去享受这个快乐的这种和耶稣还有天父这种喜乐的伙伴关系。
So I like, now the Levin uses the verb remain. Others use, and I think in the NIV I use the word abide, fellowship. I like the word abide because one of the definitions is to dwell with or reside.
有的英文用的是遵守交通，就是我更喜欢这个abide就遵守这个词，因为 它的这个定义就是说要停留在扎根在这个和神和耶稣基督的关系中。
Yeah, so in this sense, both God's Word and the Holy Spirit live in you. This is what enables you to live in fellowship with the Son and the Father.
就是在这个意义上讲，就是说神的话和圣灵都住在你里面，这就使得你能够和圣子圣父能够有这种亲密的伙伴关系。
But on the other hand, if you're really a Christian, but yet you let some deceitful teacher lead you away, you won't lose your relationship with God, but you will have your joy stolen. You won't have that joy.
另一方面，如果你是一名基督徒，但是有一些欺骗的老师带你去接受不同的谎言的教导的时候，你不会失去和神 和圣子圣父这种关系，但是他们会偷这种教导会偷去你的快乐。Now
John doesn't say much about eternal life here, but just a couple of things. It's the only real life, and it's the real life that you have already if you put your faith in Jesus.
对，约翰在这里并没有过多的讨论永生，只是在说这个耶稣他是真正的唯一的生命。
But he does go on to talk in 26, verses 26 and 27, the protection of having the Holy Spirit abiding in you.
但约翰在26到27节进一步谈到了让圣灵住在我们里面，住在我们每个人里面，是对我们每个人的保护。
True, we're guided into truth on a one-to-one basis. God confirming it in our hearts. And in that sense, we don't need anyone to teach us what is true.
对，就是我们在跟神一对一的关系的基础上，我们被教导了什么是真理。上帝通过圣灵也在我们每个人的心中确认了这样一个最基本的一个真理。从这个意义上讲，我们不需要任何人
Now that isn't talking about the type of teaching that Pastor Gary brings you each week up front, or that you're taught in Sunday school, they're called, teachers like that are called to be used by the Holy Spirit to teach you.
我刚讲的不是说是像赵牧师每周给你们所传道的内容，或者说你们每天每个周末在主日学所学的东西，因为这些东西是受圣灵感召并来用来教导我们大家的。
It is though that you don't need new prophets springing up who claim to have new information about Jesus beyond the truth that you heard from the simple gospel.
就是说你我想强调你不需要新的先知来教导我们。这些人他们声称除了那些从最简单的福音，我们最简单福音的真理之外，他们想给我们增加一些关于基督耶稣一些新的信息。
The Spirit teaches you everything you need to know about Jesus, and He uses God's revealed word, to do that. Almost all other teaching is reminders of the truth that you already have.
对，就圣灵本身会教导你关于耶稣一切你需要知道的事情，并且他使用上帝的圣经的话语来这个教导我们。所有其他的教导都是对我们所拥有的这种简单的真理一种提醒。
Someone might be saying, I'm not saying you do, but someone might be saying, well, I don't need the Holy Spirit, I can just read it. Oh, I disagree.I know from personal experience, and I'm sure others of you do too, it's not the same.
可能有人说我不需要圣灵，因为我可以自己的读圣经啊。但是我想我不同意这个观点，因为从这个我个人的经验来说，这是不对的。
It can get in your head by just reading it, but without the Holy Spirit, it can't get in your heart.
对，这个意思就是说。当你读的时候，你可能会把它读到你的脑子去。如果没有圣灵的引导，这样的真正的教导是不会到你的心里面去的。
So why not look at it like this? As Ephesians 5:18 says, "Keep being filled with the Spirit." It's like John is saying here, "Keep abiding in the Spirit."
Which?
Well, we're not going to read Ephesians 5:18, but it just talks about.Every day,
you okay.
need to be filled with the Spirit.
Yeah, 就是这个以弗所书的第
Ephesians 5,
第五章第十八节，我也不读了。但大概意思就是说，我每天要在圣灵里面，要住在圣灵里面，这样圣灵才会感动和这个带领我们。
Yeah, the same thing John is saying. Keep
yeah.
abiding in yeah. the Spirit.
Yeah, abide 就是要遵从圣灵，就是要住在圣灵里面。
But John is very clear.Where the spirit of the Antichrist wants to lead us astray and distract us is from the simple truth of the gospel.
约翰非常的清楚，这就是所有怀疑敌基督这个灵的人都想把你带入歧途，并分散你对福音这个简单真理的关注。
It's to get you to think that there's more about Jesus.And the gospel that you really need to know to be up to date, and that becomes a counterfeit gospel, just like Galatians 1 talks.
Yeah, 就是这是为了让你有更多关于耶稣和你真正需要知道的福音，就是更新的最更新的这些到这到现在这个时间哈，这个就跟这个 95 yeah. 这就是跟那个加拉太书一章所描述的这个假福音Let me see.
Well, let's just move on to 96.
那这我大概 OK， 这就是说当这些连接上一句哈，就是说这个敌基督让你想把你带入歧途啊，是 分散你对这个真理简的关注，其实这就是想想误导你去就是说认为这里有更多，就超越这个简单的，有更多或者更这个复杂的一些关于耶稣和你需要真理的一些内容。那这样就这个这样的说法呢，就跟那个加拉太一章所描述这个假福音就成了相似的内容了。其实信仰耶稣是一个很简单的事情，没有那么复杂。I'm trying my best.
Yeah, here's the key point, though. Some people say two things account for this idea of being deceived: a lack of grounding in God's word, and a lack of living in the Holy Spirit.
对，有人说很多人很容易受骗是有两个原因，一个是缺乏圣经的根基，或者是第二个，或者缺乏圣灵的生命。
So the Holy Spirit just really guides us. Into a closer and closer relationship with Jesus and the true gospel, a never changing, we don't have to worry about, a never changing Jesus.
对，就是圣灵啊，圣灵就是引导我们，这个就是更这个接近真正的这个福音，也去更接近这个永远不会改变的耶稣。
And here's the last thing I really want to conclude with or leave you with. As you listen to this message and as you interact with others, it's not just about what he's doing in your life, but how can you lead other people to this?
对，就是当我们在学习今天这个章节的时候，就是我们不仅仅是说关于我们自己如何对待生活的事情，而是如何来我们来帮助别的人来面对欺骗和面对误导。
So I have confidence in the young and the old, that you know, just abiding in that spirit, you can make a difference in other people's lives.
对，我对在座的这个不论老少都是有信心的，只要你亲近神和圣灵，对，就说你就有这个能力。去影响其他的人。
It can be a simple statement from anyone, young or old. I believe that Jesus is the Son of the Father and is God Himself, which is what the Bible clearly says in John 1, verses 1 and 14.
对，就是任何人不论老少都可以简单的说，我相信耶稣是神的儿子，是神自己，就如圣经在约翰福音一章。一节和十四节所非常清楚的说明的。
John 1, verse 1. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. So the Word, verse 14, became human and made His home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. As we have seen His glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son.
对，我来把这个约翰福音的第一章一节和第十四节，我来读一下哈。第一节是这样说：太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。第十四节，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
So the first point is how, as we're guided in through times of deception, how do we help others find that same guidance?
这第四点，我今天说的第四点就是说，当我们在这个充满欺骗的时代的时候，我们如何帮助其他的人拥有同样的这种来自圣灵和神的这种引导。
Yeah. So I almost made this the title. Keep the gospel out front. You weren't saved by understanding prophecies, knowing when Jesus was coming back. That's not what saved you.Keep the gospel out front.
这就是我对今天这个所要讲的主题的一些最后的一个强调，就是说要把福音放在最前面。你不是通过理解预言或者知道耶稣第二次降临的时间而得救的，你得救是因为福音本身而得救。
103 and 104 together.
Okay.
It's okay to have conversations about biblical truth, but don't get caught up in politics or any discussion of the Bible, especially with an unbeliever, without getting the gospel out front. You may not have another chance to get back to it.
对，就是说，我认为与他人就圣经真理进行真正的这个交流和沟通是很好的。但是呢，我想提醒的就是不要卷入政治和或者任何关于圣经的讨论，尤其与还没有相信的人。如果你首先没有把福音放在最前面，那你就有可能跟这些人沟通的时候，你就没有再也没机会去说这个最重要的这个一点，这个基点了。
106.
Okay.
So reflect the light of Jesus with his gospel. Don't spend time trying to convince unbelievers who the Antichrist may be or when he may come.
对，这个用这个这个基督的福音来这个来我们再来看看就思考一下耶稣的福音的时候，就是说我们不需要花时间试图去说服不信的人谁是敌基督，他什么时候来。
So remember I said at the beginning I wanted you to be excited about this. This is to say what really is to be excited about is who you say Jesus is and what he did. He is the Son of the God the Father, and in fact, the second person of a triune God.
对，就像我刚说，就说我要想一些让你感觉很兴奋的事情。其实我想说很让你兴奋的事情，就是说你要真正的理解，真正的这个认识到耶稣是谁，耶稣他是父神的儿子，他是三位一体神的第二位格的神。
Most important, why he came.He came to save sinners from the just punishment of their sins by dying on the cross, was resurrected to provide each saved sinner with new and eternal life.
对，就是最重要的是他这个耶稣基督死在了十字架上，把罪人从罪孽的这个这个公正的惩罚中拯救了出来，并复活了，这个。为每个 得救的罪人呢都提供了新的和永恒的生命。
So the last verses, and then you can turn my mic off, are Matthew 16, 15 through 18. This is how important Jesus thought of it.
对，如果说我们在读马太福音16章15到18节的时候，我们可以看到这个就是这个刚刚所说的这个救赎啊，对耶稣他是多么的重要。
So this is Jesus with his disciples. He says, "But who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the Living God." Jesus replied, "You are blessed, Peter, son of John, because my Father in heaven has revealed this to you. You did not learn this from any human being. Now I say to you that you are Peter, which means rock." And upon this rock I will build my church, and all the powers of hell will not conquer it.
对，我来把那个马太福音这个马太福音的这个十六章十五到十八节哈，大家也可以翻到我来读一下哈，耶稣说，你们说我是谁？西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是。永生神的儿子。耶稣对他说，西门巴约纳，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。我还告诉你，你是彼得，你要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
So 111. So Jesus said, who you say he is the foundation of his churchHe will build on this foundation, and he can build in your life, and he can use you to build in the life of the church.
耶稣说，这是我这个教会的基础，我将在这个基础上建立这个我的教会，这是你可以建立你生活的根基，这个你也可以用这样的根基来建立新的教会。
Let me leave you with one last thought. I think everything you learn from being in God's Word, everything the Holy Spirit teaches to your heart, reinforces the amazing grace of Jesus and the power of the gospel And it brings you closer and closer to him.
对，我想再最后强调一点，就是说我们从圣经中学到一切，包括这个圣灵对我们从内心对我们的引导，都是为了加强我们这个去理解和这个认识这个耶稣的这个非常非常奇妙的恩典，也让我们去理会和领受这个福音啊它的这个力量，让我们更进一步的更亲近的去认识耶稣这个他这个人本身。
So I've gone a bit over, but forgive me. Let's pray together. Father, that's the hope of my heart, and I sense that that's the hope of the hearts here, is that you bring us closer and closer to Jesus, to the amazing grace of your gospel, and help us to be most occupied by that as your Holy Spirit abides in us. Help us to be quick to tell others about that. We don't have to understand everything about your word. It's a blessing. And when we do understand it, we realize that it all points to Jesus. It points to his dying on the cross for us as sinners and to save us and give us eternal life. But help us to really speak that clearly to others and to have that really buried in our heart more and more every day. And we give you thanks for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.